Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Extra Credit. This file will help you earn some extra credit and enjoy the deep fantasy of how that is achieved. For this, it'll help if you're already in a trance, or if you're simply ready to drop as you listen to my voice and hearing the simple countdown from 10, letting you relax, to 9, slowing your thoughts down, through 8, letting it be so simple, 7, your thoughts fading away, 6, my voice going all around you. 5, no more thoughts. 4, nice and relaxed. 3, just keeping your eyes closed. 2, began with you asking your teacher if there was some way to earn some extra credit. There was a twinkle in your eye and a blush on your cheek as you were willing to admit that you'd do anything. Anything that might be asked of you. And you'd be happy to do whatever your teacher desired. Of course, you had to return after classes were done. Once the school got quieter and most of the lights went out, you made your way through the different corridors until you arrived at the only lit classroom. Inside, you found your teacher grading papers. You were asked to come in and stand next to the desk. The whole day, you were building up excitement for this moment, and every step closer to the desk was a reminder of that excitement. You had no idea what was going to happen. You had no idea what could possibly occur. You might even have been fantasizing about a few scenarios, things that could happen, things you might even like to have happen. Well then, let me have a look at you. Let's see what you're made of. For a moment, you wondered if that was a command to undress. But a smile told you to just stay there. Your eyes not daring to look into his. I see. Well then, if you really desire to earn that extra credit, you will have to do exactly as I say. And the more you please me, the more credit you will earn. He motioned with his hand towards the gap under his desk. You could see the many papers lying there in a stack on one and the other end. It looked like a lot of work still to do. As you sat under that desk, trying to find a way to sit comfortably in the relatively small space, you could hear the shuffling of papers. You hadn't been given a direct command, but there were hints, almost teases. You had no idea what you were supposed to do, but your fingers made the decision for you. They started to reach out and touch your teacher's legs. Legs that you might have been fantasizing about a bit too much lately. Soft cloth being the only thing between you and the skin that you wanted to feel. Your fingertips brushing back and forth between the knee and his crotch. Every time that your fingers got closer and closer to the bulge in those pants, you could feel a heat emanating. You could feel a deep heat calling. There was no comment from above the desk. You imagined the face just looking concentrated, grading, reading, analyzing, working. Your fingers became more and more daring as time went on. There were no words, no guidance in a way that was both deliciously teasing, but also frustrating. But the game felt so good. Once your fingertips finally dared to touch the bulge, you felt a shock going through his body, a small shiver of pleasure. It pleased your teacher. As you moved your fingers back and forth, slowly touching more and more, you started to notice that the shape of whatever was hiding beneath the fabric was slowly changing from a soft, gentle bulge, becoming more and more a hard, long, hot, and you had become more daring. The harder you felt your teacher become, the more your fingers wanted to feel. It didn't even take that long to find the tag of his zipper. Gently parting the teeth down under and beneath, a long unzipping that got you one step closer to the prize you craved. you had been staring sometimes. Here under the desk there wasn't much light, but you didn't need much. You had all your other senses. Even sound. You paid attention to the smallest sounds, the changing of the scribbling, the breathing becoming a little deeper. The rest of the classroom was perfectly quiet. The whole building seemed to sleep, with only this place and this room being awake. Your fingers started their quest through the opening of those pants to find the treasure inside. But there was still another obstacle to overcome. The fabric of boxers preventing you from touching it directly. But you wouldn't give up, would you? The stiffness making it more difficult to maneuver your fingers in the right place. But you managed. You didn't give up until you felt that hot, hard skin directly against your fingertips. As soon as you found it, you clamped on it, hearing a gasp from above the table. You slowly moved, maneuvering every part of it, finally reaching through the fabric between the folds until it was exposed to the cool air in the room. Although with the blush on your cheek and the heat coming from his crotch, the air felt far from cool. Your fingers moved gently back and forth on that shaft. Your lips aching. Your mouth almost drooling with desire. That soft touch of your lips hitting the tip caused a shiver in both. Your body wanted it so badly, just wanted to take all of it inside if you could. Just wanted to open your mouth and suck and lick as much of it as was possible. You could still hear the work going on above you. The tap of a pen, the shuffling of papers. But your mind slowly shut out the outside sounds and started sucking. The part of you that was wondering if this was only for extra credit was slowly melting away. The simplicity and the sweet arousal of this moment overruled easily. Your teacher's cock was delicious. It was slightly too much to take, but so good to please. You could feel that it was good. you could sense from the movements and noises that he was making, that you were pleasing. You were doing a very good job. Time and space didn't matter down here. All that mattered was just continuing, earning that extra credit in the most pleasurable way possible. Suddenly, he moved back. Your teacher grabbed your face and without any warning pulled you out from under the desk, making you stand up, turn around, and with very little ceremony pushed down over the desk, bent over. And with just a few more movements, your lower ends were exposed. Your ass and upper legs visible to the world, to him, your teacher. It was an absolutely crazy feeling. Part of you were still holding on to the idea that you really wanted the extra credit, but another was somewhere else entirely. You could feel a tongue between your legs for a few moments. You could feel it preparing you for the inevitable intrusion. It didn't take long. The hardness that you had built, that you had caused, was suddenly pressed against you, ready to go inside. There was a pause, a moment of just looking, and just as you wanted to turn around wondering what he was going to do, a deep thrust started. The thrust became another pull and a thrust, another and another. And soon his hips moved back and forth, slamming into yours. His hands grabbing your side. There were no words spoken because there didn't need to be. You knew why you were there, and so did your teacher. Thrust after thrust pushed you higher and higher. The desk did not move. Your body was firmly pushed against it, and the position was perfect to be taken deeply. Every thrust felt to stretch. You could hear his breathing. You could feel the gripping of his hands as he started to get closer. You'd been sucking him for quite a while, and you realized that he must have been close. This made you very happy because you pleased him. You made him feel so good. And now, as he was taking you on top of the same desk that he was working on, you felt so happy to earn extra credit. Thrust after thrust pushed you higher together with him. Every thrust reminded you of this moment, of letting this happen and enjoying it. 10. The feeling of orgasm was slowly building, 9 rising up inside both of you, 8 you could feel that he was getting closer and closer, 7 every thrust deeper than the last, 6 such nice deep thrust, 5 a rhythm you found together, 4 just giving in and letting it happen, 3 it felt so good, 2 you could feel yourself racing to the edge, 1 listening to his gently. Your clothes were put back in place. Still not a word spoken until you finally picked yourself up from the desk and stood up before him. Before you could ask if you did good, he told you, "Very well done. You've definitely earned yourself some extra credit. Now, if you ever want to earn some more, make sure to let me know. I'm sure we can come to some arrangement." And a smile on his lips showed that he was very pleased with what you'd done. As you finally made your way out of the classroom and walked through the dark corridors, you felt happy. You did good. And when you finally arrived back home, you were hoping that it wouldn't be too long until the next time. One, two, slowly waking. 3, 4 more aware. 5, 6 almost there. 7, 8 almost awake. And 9, 10 wake. I hope you've had fun.